Hey friends, I want to tell you a little bit about Mood Plus, the sponsor of today's episode. I've been taking supplements for many years now, and I'm skeptical about most products because A, many of them have ingredients that I just don't want to put into my body, and B, their research is spotty at best. When I heard of Mood Plus, I was skeptical, yet I was also open to learning about the science behind their claim that naturally occurring strains of bacteria can benefit our mental well-being and stress resilience. So I did some research, and I actually found it all quite fascinating. About 2 months ago, I added Mood Plus into my daily regimen, and I've liked it so far. The results aren't earth-shattering. They never are for me when I add a new supplement or vitamin into my life. But I am noticing some subtle shifts that I attribute to Mood Plus. Now, my results might be different from yours, but if you're curious about the research and about Mood Plus, then I recommend you check out their website, moodplus.com. Mood is spelled M-U-D, by the way. And if you want to purchase some of your own, then you can use the code TRYMOOD at checkout for 15% off your first order. Again, the website is MUD-PLUS.com, and the code is TRYMUD for 15% off.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Having It All podcast, the show about what it takes to live an abundant, loving life. My name is Matthew Bivens, and I want to help you live with more clarity, confidence, and purpose so you can truly have it all. Let's do it. What's going on, my awesome friend? Welcome back to the Having It All podcast. I am Matthew Bivens, your balanced lifestyle coach, and this podcast is the place you want to tune into to learn how to have it all and live your abundant, loving life. I drop new episodes every single week, and I invite you to go back and check out the archives of the show. I started recording this podcast back in 2016, and I have covered hundreds and hundreds of topics. So you can go to my website, MatthewBivens.com. There's a little button at the top that says podcast. Click that, and it'll bring you to the full archive where you can search and look for any topic that you want. Today is a cool episode. It's cool for a couple reasons. First of all, if you are listening to this right now and you're just listening, I'm also publishing this as a video. So you can hop over to YouTube, go search my name, Matthew Bivens, or search Having It All, and you'll be able to see the video there as well. And I'll drop a link to the video in the description for the podcast. So you've got the audio and the video that you can go check out. And I'd love to get your feedback on it. Let me know how you like having a video component to the Having It All podcast. And if enough people are digging it, then it might be something I do more of in the future. The other reason why this is a great episode is because today I'm sharing with you 7 lessons from the Trust Challenge. Now, the Trust Challenge is something that I've done in just about every year that this podcast has been going on. So we've done it again probably about 6 times or so. And it is a challenge of a period of time where you are challenged to show up for yourself and make what's called a trust deposit every single day. The idea of the Trust Challenge is to make a commitment to show up for yourself and to keep that commitment no matter what the circumstances are that you find confronting your life. Because everyone knows once you make a commitment, then things start happening that will give you a reason, give you an excuse to break your commitment. So the Trust Challenge is here for you to challenge yourself, push yourself, and show up regardless of what happens. And we just wrapped the Trust Challenge this past Tuesday. It was 7 days long. And for this one, I changed it up a little bit, and I didn't tell you what the habits were, what the deposits were going to be prior. So coming out of this experience, as I reflect on the Trust Challenge as a whole, and as I reflect on my personal experience from this most recent one, there are 7 things that stand out to me, 7 things that I want to share with you as lessons. So we're going to dive into that today. I have a story I want to start things off with. I played sports my entire life, and soccer was my passion. I started playing soccer at 4 years old, and I played as frequently as I could. I played on multiple teams at a time. As I got older into my preteens and teenage years, I was pretty good at soccer, and I played on several traveling teams. We would do tournaments all over the Southeast where I lived at the time. And I even traveled to Brazil when I was a teenager to go play in an international tournament. And so going into my high school years, soccer was my number one thing. And if you had asked me at the time, from the ages of maybe 13, 14, 15, up to 16, if you said, Matthew, what do you want to be when you grow up? I would have said professional MLS player. That's what I had my mind set on. So going into high school, I tried out for my team, and I made the freshman high school soccer team, which for me, I thought I was going to make junior varsity or even varsity, but my skills and my size wasn't quite up to snuff with the other guys. So I made the freshman team, and we had a great time. I loved playing on that freshman team that first year. And then when it came into the second sophomore year, I made the junior varsity team. And then came the opportunity in my junior year to try out one more time. And before tryouts even happened, I started to psych myself out. And I started to look around at the guys around me on the team and compare myself to them. I tried to look at my skills compared to their skills, my size compared to their size. I started to look at the interest that some of these folks were getting from the coaches and just the attention that they were receiving that I wasn't receiving. And it really got into my head. It really messed with my mindset. And it really had an impact on my confidence and my self-esteem, not just in the soccer world, but overall. So when it came time for the junior year and for me to try out, I chose not to try out at all. And I quit playing soccer. At the time, I used the excuse that, well, you know, junior year is so important for college. It's the year that you take your SATs. So I really want to focus my studies on the SATs, get a great grade on that so that I can go to a college that I want to. But what really happened was underneath the surface, my confidence, my self-esteem, and the trust that I had in myself was so deeply eroded that I just completely did not have any belief that I was going to make the team. And instead of facing that, I just decided to quit right there. It's one of those choices that I always wonder about as I've gotten older in life. I look back on that choice and I see how I really took myself out of so many potential experiences because I didn't believe in myself. Now, I share that because all these years later, Having It All podcast is rolling and we have this thing called the Trust Challenge. And again, the idea behind the Trust Challenge is to help you build this belief, this deep trust in yourself. That's not backed on any sort of pop psychology ideas, some motivations or affirmations or anything like that. It's backed by evidence. I believe that when you have the evidence to back up what you're saying to yourself, it's so much more powerful. And when you have the evidence that shows that you show up in the face of adversity, you show up even when it's uncomfortable, you show up even when circumstance after circumstance is trying to knock you off path, but you choose to show up anyway, no one can take that from you. And as I've gotten older in life, and as I've done things where I've been challenged to keep my agreements, but I show up anyway, I find that now, today, as I sit here, the level of confidence, the level of self-esteem, my level of self-worth, the capacity I believe I have, the conviction that I have is so tremendously high. And it's because I have this mountain of evidence of me showing up for myself in a powerful way. That when I'm presented with a new circumstance, something that's brand new to me or something that's intimidating or something that feels really hard, I step into it with this sense of peace and calm because I trust myself. I trust my reps. I trust all of the deposits that I've put into myself that allow me to show up with clarity, conviction, and strength in the midst of whatever's coming my way. So I bring all that back to that story because at that time I didn't have that mountain of evidence and I allowed my mind to take myself right out of it. Today is very different. So So as we go into these seven things, I want you to be thinking about for yourself, how deeply do you truly trust yourself? Trust yourself to show up when it gets hard. Trust yourself to keep and hold a standard, even when all things around you want to pull you off your standard. Trust yourself to love in the face of somebody who's not showing you love. There's so many ways that we can trust ourselves and so many ways that we fail to trust ourselves, and the ripples from that go very, very far and wide. So keep that in your back pocket as we jump into today's list of seven lessons from this most recent trust challenge. The first lesson, lesson number one, is that you have to learn how to finish the things that you start. Starting and stopping is incredibly damaging to your trust, to the belief that you have that you can persevere in the face of circumstances. Starting and stopping damages what we call integrity. Integrity is when you do the things you say you're going to do. And it's the cornerstone of being able to trust yourself. When you don't have that, when your confidence in that is very low, then it's incredibly hard to set goals for yourself in life. It's very, very hard to pursue your dreams. And it's very hard to live a life where you're wanting to better yourself because deep down within you, you don't believe what you say. You say you want this type of life, but deep down, you don't believe it. You put this goal down on paper as a New Year's resolution, but deep down, you know you're not going to do it. That's what happens when we start and stop. We end up losing credibility with ourselves. We also lose credibility with those people around us. When they watch us starting and stopping, they don't believe that we're actually going to execute and complete something. And it is incredibly, incredibly hard to do challenging things when you've built the habit of starting and stopping. So lesson number one is you have to learn how to finish the things that you start. Hey friends, I want to tell you a little bit about Mood Plus, the sponsor of today's episode. I've been taking supplements for many years now, and I'm skeptical about most products because A, many of them have ingredients that I just don't want to put into my body, and B, their research is spotty at best. When I heard of Mood Plus, I was skeptical. Yet, I was also open to learning about the science behind their claim that naturally occurring strains of bacteria can benefit our mental well-being and stress resilience. So, I did some research, and I actually found it all quite fascinating. About 2 months ago, I added Mood Plus into my daily regimen, and I've liked it so far. The results aren't earth-shattering. They never are for me when I add a new supplement or vitamin into my life. But I am noticing some subtle shifts that I attribute to Mood Plus. Now, my results might be different from yours, but if you're curious about the research and about Mood Plus, then I recommend you check out their website, moodplus.com. Mood is spelled M-U-D, by the way. And if you want to purchase some of your own, then you can use the code TRYMOOD at checkout for 15% off your first order. Again, the website is MUD-PLUS.com. And the code is TRYMUD for 15% off. What's up, friends? This episode is sponsored by Factor, my go-to source for delicious and ready-to-eat meals. Sarah and I are very intentional with what we feed our family. We know that food is fuel, and mealtime not only gives us a chance to connect as a family, but also take care of our bodies. That's why we are grateful we found Factor. Eating better is easy with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to go in just 2 minutes. You'll have over 35 different options to choose from every week, including Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Also, there are more than 60 add-ons to help you stay fueled up and feeling good all day long. Our family loves the smoothies and wellness shots in particular. With Factor, you can get as much or as little as you need by choosing your meals every week. Plus, you can pause or reschedule your deliveries anytime. So, what are you waiting for? Get started today and get after your goals. Head to factormeals.com/havingitall50 and use code HAVINGITALL50 to get 50% off. That's code HAVINGITALL50 at factormeals.com slash havingitall50 to get 50% off. Lesson number two is that you have to build a bigger why. When I say why, I mean the reason why you do something. Your big capital WH why. When you have a small why in your life, it's akin to the flame that's on the head of a match. It provides a little bit of light. It provides a little bit of heat. But you can take that match and with a pretty soft, you can blow it out. The next up from that would be the flame on a lighter or a blowtorch, maybe one of those butane torches you might use in chemistry class. It's a little bit stronger, a little more light, a little more heat, but you can still extinguish that relatively easily. Step up from there, you have a flamethrower, right? You've seen those war movies and documentaries where those flamethrowers are spitting flames out 10, 20 feet. That's pretty powerful right there. It can still be put out though. With enough of an outside circumstance, you could put that flamethrower out. Toss it in a lake, it's gonna go out. But if your why, if you can build a why that grows and grows and grows to something like the size of the sun, something that burns with such intensity of a star that nothing outside is gonna put that thing out. It can only extinguish itself. That's what I'm talking about when I say in lesson number two that you have to learn how to create a bigger why for yourself. Because when you are working on something hard, when you are working after a goal or pursuing a dream, your feelings are going to get in the way. They will. They always do. I just don't feel like it. Let's say you set a New Year's resolution for yourself for a certain business record you want to hit or a certain peak in your business. But you wake up on a weekend and you just don't feel like putting in the work. That's what happens. We don't feel like it. And if your why is not big enough, then your feelings will win. However, if you can build a why that's stronger than your feelings, you're able to subvert your feelings for your mission, for your goal, for your why. That's how you can develop grit and perseverance. Here's another example for you. Let's say a person has this health goal of losing 10 pounds. When you ask them, why do you want to lose 10 pounds? They say, well, I used to weigh less. I feel like I should weigh less. And so 10 pounds just seems like a good idea. Okay, cool. That's gonna work until the outside circumstance is larger than that pretty weak why. For example, that might work up until Thanksgiving. Oh boy, here comes Thanksgiving. Here comes all that food. Here comes all of these time spent with family hanging out around the table. That why that you have for that 10 pounds may not make it through Thanksgiving. So perhaps your why gets a little bit bigger and you say, I want to lose 10 pounds because I want to feel better in my body and I want to look better in my clothes. I want to like what I see when I'm looking in the mirror. Okay, cool. That might withstand Thanksgiving, but it may not withstand the next temptation. It may not withstand the next feeling of, you know, I really do want this thing, even though it goes against what I say I'm playing for. But let's say you take that why up another notch and you say, I want to be around to be active with my kids. Like, I want to be able to run around with my kids, not get winded, not have my body hurting, and I want to be around to potentially meet my grandkids one day. You see how that why keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger? And when that why of being around for your kids, it's a lot bigger than the why of just feeling like you should lose 10 pounds. And that last why will probably withstand more circumstances. So lesson number two that the Trust Challenge has taught me and teaches you is that you got to have a big why. If the why to sign up was like, you know, I think it'll be fun to do. Okay, that might make it through day one or day two, but when it stops being fun, that why no longer works. You got to learn how to build a bigger why, create a bigger why in your life. That's the only way you're going to be able to hit goals, achieve things that are challenging, and ultimately improve your life. Lesson number three is that health is holistic. When you talk about health, it's not just the health of your body, this physical body. These days, we're more open to talking about mental health as well. So people think, okay, health is physical and mental. No, there's a lot of different components to health. The Trust Challenge that we just completed had seven different areas that we talked about and focused on: physical, emotional, spiritual, social, sexual, and this element of joy and fulfillment. And that's not even counting something like financial health. There's absolutely financial health as well. So there's so many different aspects of health. And in order for you to ultimately be healthy and have an overall empowering and healthy well-being, you have to make sure you're addressing every single area of health. And you can't take your eyes off of any one area, because once you do, the health of that area goes down. Think of it like a car. If you have a car with one flat tire, but it's got three other really well-filled up tires, it's got a spare tire that's nice and inflated, but you got one tire on that car that's flat, how does that impact the quality of your ride? It compromises it. You can still get from point A to point B with one flat tire. However, the ride is no longer smooth. It's bumpy, you're bouncing all over the place, everything's vibrating. And you cannot hit top speed, not with one flat tire. Now, imagine you have two flat tires in that car, or three. You can start to see how overall your life, the ride that you're experiencing through life, gets compromised the more tires that you have that are underinflated, or maybe not even on the car at all. So again, in this past trust challenge, we looked at seven different areas of your health and well-being. In your life, how many different areas of health and well-being are you taking account of on a regular basis? How many different areas are you looking at on a regular basis? Are you only focusing on your physical health and you're not thinking about emotional health? Because guess what? Physical and emotional, they're connected. If you think back to that car analogy, imagine your physical wheel is the back left tire and your emotional wheel is the back right tire. They're connected by that axle. Meaning, when your physical health is down, your emotional health takes a dip as well. And when your physical health is up, boom, your emotional health can go up. There's this concept and saying of a runner's high. What that means is when you go outside and physically exert your body and move your body creates all these hormones that make you feel great. Your physical is connected to your emotional. So, once again, are you putting your eyes and your focus and attention on all different areas of health? Physical, emotional, spiritual, social, mental, sexual, financial, your overall level of fulfillment. You've got to be doing that. You've got to be taking stock, you know, taking the pulse of all those areas and making adjustments along the way. Otherwise, you're riding through life on a car that's missing some tires. Lesson number four, nothing great happens alone. It takes a tribe. It takes a village. It takes a community. You can think back through the course of history. Most, if not all, great achievements happen with other people involved in some way. Even the person who wants to live out in the woods all by themselves, if they bring out there a machete with them, someone else probably made that machete. If they bring out there a lighter, someone else probably put that lighter together. The point is, it takes other people in order to do things in life and do things well. And so part of what was cool about the Trust Challenge is that there's a whole group of people there. There's a group of people participating in this difficult thing together. From that, you can get support. Hey, I'm having a hard time. Can I get some advice, or can I just have your ear to listen? You can get motivation. Wow, look what that person did. That's really dope. And I know that they have a challenging circumstance, but they still showed up for themselves. You can get feedback like, maybe I'm not seeing this blind spot. Maybe I'm not seeing how the way that I'm approaching this is impacting my results and impacting the journey. These are all the things that a tribe is able to do for you. Motivate you, support you, give you feedback, help you along the way. And so, what I love about things like the Trust Challenge and other areas of life that I found for myself is that when I do things with others, when I include a tribe and bring folks around me, I go so much further and I enjoy the journey so much more. I think about it being a parent. You know, we just had our second baby 3.5 months ago. And I can't tell you how many people have come through to support us and help us. Nothing amazing happens alone. You got to surround yourself with a tribe. Lesson number 5. The only way to change your life is to take action. That's it. You cannot think yourself to new results. It doesn't happen that way. That's why people get stopped by fear and procrastination and anxieties and stresses. They get stopped by that stuff because all you do is think about it. If you try to think your way through a fear, it doesn't work like that. You have to get into action. You have to move, right? In this podcast, I talk a lot about taking massive actions. I'm all about taking massive action because it helps to get that momentum going to really push you in a new direction. But taking action in general has to happen if you want to create some new results. So think about it for yourself. Where are you spending your time just ruminating on things, thinking about things, reading things, learning things, watching things, but you aren't acting, you aren't doing anything about it? When people sign up for the Trust Challenge, the reason why I created it was to get people into action. I'm going to sign this agreement so that I will do these things for myself, large or small. Again, I talk about massive action, but you know what? Just waking up and doing one thing for yourself, it can be large or small. That has an impact. It gets you moving. It's like a train, right? Your results are like this train that has been sitting on a train track, not moving. You got to get that train moving. And it might feel like it takes a massive amount of energy just to get it rolling. But once you get it going a little bit, now you have the opportunity to really help it to gain momentum. So you just got to remember that nothing is going to change by you thinking about it. Nothing is going to change by you strategizing. Nothing is going to change by you collecting a ton of feedback, a ton of knowledge or information if you don't get into action. You have to. You have to move. You have to start doing something. So whether it's signing up for something like a Trust Challenge or doing something else, making a commitment to yourself, you have to get into action. On this, right over here to my right, for those of you on the podcast, I'm pointing over to this wall on my right, is a huge whiteboard. And on that whiteboard, I often have a calendar. And there's been many times in my life where I feel like I was a bit stuck. And so what I would do is I would make some sort of commitment, some sort of promise to myself. And every day that I kept my word, I would mark it off on that calendar. You can do a quick Google search of the Jerry Seinfeld strategy, because it's something that I got from him. And the Seinfeld strategy is, when Jerry Seinfeld was at the height of his career, one of the things that he was doing is every single day he was writing a new joke. And every day that he wrote a new joke, he put an X on a calendar. After 2 or 3 days, that X now looks like a chain, right? You have multiple days of showing up and doing the thing that you promised you'd do. And then you do it for weeks. And then you do it for months. And the idea becomes, I will do anything to not break this chain, right? And so I took that same idea, and anytime I was feeling stuck, I would say, okay, I'm going to challenge myself to do something. It could be something creative. It could be something physical, you know, typically didn't really matter. I just wanted to get into action, and I would make a commitment that I was going to go for a certain amount of time and not break the chain. And so I've done that periodically throughout my life, especially the last 10 years. And every time there's a new Trust Challenge, I participate as well because it gets me into action. And from there, I find that it's so much easier to make the next powerful choice once I make the first one. I'll say it again. It's so much easier for you to make the next powerful choice when you've already made one powerful choice.
Waiting on a tax return? Hopefully it ends up in your hands. Fraudulent tax returns due to identity theft increased by 30% in 2023. If you're in a bind this tax season, LifeLock can help. Our U.S.-based restoration specialists are experts dedicated to helping solve your identity theft issues. And all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. So we'll reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. Help protect your information this tax season with LifeLock. Save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/aware.
But the reverse of that also happens. It's very easy for you to make a disempowering choice once you've already made one disempowering choice. It's a cascade. I've seen it happen in my own life with eating habits. All right, there might be a day where I'm thinking about, okay, I'm going to make this a really clean eating day. You know, I'm going to avoid certain things. And then I give myself permission to have one thing. And then I give myself permission to make it two things. And then three, four, five. And the next thing you know it, I'm like, all right, well, maybe I'll try to eat a little more healthy tomorrow. I have found that the reverse also happens. The flip also happens when it's an empowering choice. All right, I'm going to show up for myself today. I'm going to keep my agreement on this trust challenge. I'm going to make this deposit. Boom. You know what? That felt great. I feel pretty inspired. I'm going to make the next powerful choice. Ooh, okay. I'm going to make another powerful choice. And before you know it, you've strung together a lot of choices in one day. And then you do it again. Then you do it again. And then you do it again. That's how change is made in your life. That's how new results are achieved. You show up, you take action, and you do it consistently. So lesson number five is the only way to change is to take action. All right, we got two more. Lesson number six. This one's personal to me. All the others are general around the trust challenge of building trust, but this one in particular is personal. Lesson number six is that in my sexual story, there are some chapters that I don't particularly enjoy reading. Now, if you're thinking to yourself, what is Matthew talking about? In this most recent trust challenge, one of the days we focused on your sexual well-being. And on that day, I shared with you 9 different questions for you to reflect on that are going to help you get more clear on the origins of your sexual story. Because we all have a sexual story. It started in that very first moment that we were first introduced to this idea, this concept of sex and sexual energy. And then that sexual story was added to as we started to have different experiences, as we started to notice that certain touches felt really nice on our body, as we started to masturbate and self-pleasure, as we had sex for the first time, and as we continued with sexual relationships. All of those things are adding to your sexual story. So on that day of the Trust Challenge, I was reflecting, and I was doing it in bed, just kind of going through the list of questions and reflecting. And what I realized is that the part of my sexual story around the first time I ever had sex, that part of my story, there are aspects of it that I don't really have a empowering view of. And it isn't because anything traumatic happened. It wasn't because anybody, my partner, told me something or nothing happened. But it's more about some of the circumstances around my first sexual experience and some of the things that happened afterwards. My first sexual experience took place at a party. And I had been drinking. And so I wasn't in a fully clear mind. I was at a party. There's a lot of other people at the party. But my girlfriend at the time, her and I went into another bedroom. So it wasn't my bedroom. It wasn't her bedroom. It was somebody else's room. And just those aspects of that, I didn't realize, kind of left a bad taste in my mouth. I didn't realize that until I did the exercise of thinking about my sexual story. So this lesson for me has me reflecting on that, and I feel very inspired to continue to unpack that a little bit, because I do believe that you can recontextualize and rewrite an aspect of your story, because there is what happens in life and then there's what you make it mean. And what you make it mean is what colors the rest of that experience and potentially colors experiences moving forward. So I've realized that I have made my first sexual experience mean something because of some of those circumstances around it. And so I want my desire is to be able to reflect on that and to just embrace it, right? Embrace all aspects of it. Embrace all aspects of who I was, who she was, the environment, everything. And right now, I don't quite feel that way. There's some feelings that are kicking around in there. So what it does is it actually excites me a little bit to continue doing that work and continuing to heal that aspect of my story and let it go so I can get to acceptance and really embrace all of it so that overall I have a different perspective and different lens when I look at my sexual story. So lesson number 6, again, is very personal to me. And if this brought up any feelings for you, I invite you, go and think about your sexual story. I'll link to a couple of episodes in the show notes where I help you to kind of unpack and uncover some of that. And I haven't mentioned this yet, but you can sign up for the Trust Challenge right now and you can get started right now. I've opened it up for everyone to where you don't have to, it's not we're gonna be something where we start at one time altogether. It's now just an evergreen thing. You can go sign up. So go sign up for it. And when you get to that day, I think it's day 5, that sexual well-being, you'll be able to go through this process yourself. So you can go sign up. Again, there's a link in the show notes in the description. There's a link below in the YouTube video, or you can just go to MatthewBivens.com/trust. So this lesson for me is personal, and I'm very, very motivated to continue unpacking it, continue healing it, because facing and confronting some of the aspects of my relationship towards sex has been a huge part of my personal growth journey over the last 10 years. I've done some incredibly intentional work on that, and I've created a lot of healing around not just what has happened in my life sexually, but how I feel about myself as a sexual being, as a man, as a partner, as a king. I have done so much healing and growth around how I view women and how I behave towards women. My self-esteem, self-confidence, so many things have been enhanced because of the work that I did, the deep work that I did in my sexual well-being and looking at my sexual paradigm. So I invite you to be courageous and do that work as well, because who you are sexually, how you relate to sex, how you utilize sexual energy, what you start to learn the deeper you go into that is it impacts almost every other area of your life. It truly does. And so healing that can take place on that level ends up rippling into every other area of your life. That is lesson 6. And finally, lesson number 7. Character must be earned. I'll say that again. Character must be earned. And the way that you earn character, high character, is one agreement at a time, one deposit at a time, showing up for yourself one moment at a time, one day at a time. What you're here to do, if you're listening to this podcast, you know, you want to create some sort of shift in your life. You want to create some new result. In order to create new results, you need to look at all of your habits and see, are the habits that I'm currently enacting in my life, if I put them all into a bowl, do those habits create a person who can achieve those results? Right now, the answer is no, because if you did have that group of habits, you would have already achieved those results. Character, another way to look at character is it's just all of your habits put together in a big old bowl. And so if you're wanting to create new results in your life, you want to have a powerful partnership, relationship, you want to make more money, you want to have a different body, a different relationship to your physical body, whatever it is, you have to look at your character, which means you have to look at all of your habits, which means you need to take a look at your actions, your relationships, and your thoughts, ART, because your habits are an art form. Again, actions, relationships, right? How you feel about something, and your thoughts, what you think. All of that go into your habits. Your habits go into a big bowl and it creates your character. From your character, that's going to point you in the direction of your destiny or the results you're going to create. And so we're back to lesson number 7. Character must be earned. You can't fake it. You can't fake it. And people are going to try. People are going to try to fake character and take shortcuts, but it doesn't work that way. It absolutely does not work that way. In 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, Stephen Covey talks about personality ethic versus character ethic. The personality ethic is what gets a lot of people by in life. They focus on personality. How can I tweak my personality to get what I want from this situation or get what I want from this person. I remember this show back in the day. I don't even know what station it was on, but it was basically a show that taught men how to pick up women. You might be nodding your head right now because you're like, oh yeah, I remember that. But there was a show on TV that men would go and meet this guy, and he was basically a great pickup artist, apparently. And so he would help men to look a certain way, act a certain way, dress a certain way to then pick up women, get a certain result. That operated 1,000% in the personality ethic. Because deep down, fundamentally, they weren't changing anything about their character, their beingness, right? And so the results that come from that, they end up being temporary. They end up being shallow. It's like a house of cards. Who you present to the world, right, is very different than who you are in your privacy. And when those two things aren't jiving, then again, it's a house of cards and the whole thing eventually will fall down. Character is when you work on making tiny changes in your life to become a different version of who you are so that you can achieve those new results. And character, my friends, has to be earned. No one can give it to you. You've got to earn it. And the way you do it is by showing up, by making one powerful choice after another, by making one deposit after another, and doing it consistently, again and again and again. I love this quote from the book Power vs. Force by David R. Hawkins. He says, "The universe holds its breath as we choose, instant by instant, which pathway to follow. For the universe, the very essence of life itself is highly conscious. Every act, every thought, and choice adds to a permanent mosaic. Our decisions ripple through the universe of consciousness to affect the lives of all." So one thing you can extract from that is you can attempt to put on this facade, to wear this mask, to try to use personality to get what you want and to create certain results in your life. You can attempt that, but every decision you make, all the decisions you make when you're alone and you're in your privacy and your secrecy, they ripple throughout the fabric of the universe. They ripple through us all. It impacts mass consciousness. There are no secrets. You cannot hide. Who you are being will always be revealed. And so once again, lesson number 7 is that character must be earned. And the Trust Challenge teaches you that the way you do it is you show up. You make that agreement and you show up and you make that deposit. And the next day, you show up and you make that deposit. And the next day, you do the same thing. And circumstances come up and the circumstances want to derail you. No, I'm going to show up and make that deposit. Are you sure? Do you really want to keep your agreement? Yes, I'm going to show up and make that deposit day after day after day. Because the only way to achieve a new result or to achieve a new destiny is to change your character, is to grow and evolve your character. And the way you do that is you look at all of your habits. You look at your behavior. You look at the way you relate to things. And you look at the way you think. That's how you have to impact your life. That's how you make that sort of long-lasting impact on your life. So, these are 7 lessons that I got from this most recent Trust Challenge. And if you participated this time around, I invite you to take a little bit of time to reflect. What did you get from the Trust Challenge? What big takeaways did you walk away from it with? What lessons? And if you didn't participate this time around, then I invite you to sign up. If anything from this conversation today has a little thing stirring within you, like, huh, I wanna kind of see how I will show up in the face of circumstance, then sign up. It's totally free. You can sign up right now and get rolling today. You aren't gonna have to wait till a certain date when we all do it together. And you'll get the emails and the videos, all that stuff. Just go to matthewbivens.com/trust. And thank you so much for hanging out with me today. If you have any feedback for me, any thoughts, any questions about this topic, this conversation, or any other, you can reach out to me. My email address is matthew@matthewbivens.com. I link to that in the description, in the show notes. Reach out, send me your feedback, send me your ideas. Love to hear from you. And I appreciate you hanging out with me today. If you're watching on YouTube, what's up? is fantastic. Let me know if you enjoy this format. If you're listening on the podcast, thank you so much for listening. And I hope you all have a beautiful, magical, fantastic rest of your day. I appreciate you. I love you. My name is Matthew Bivens, and here is to you having it all.
Quick note about the Having It All podcast. I am not a doctor nor a licensed therapist. I'm a guy with a story and a passion for conscious conversation. My thoughts, opinions, and beliefs are my own. So please consult with your doctor or healthcare provider regarding any questions or issues you have related to your personal, physical, or mental health.
Does your father know you're listening to this podcast? Well, when you're done, why don't you stop by and check out a show that is 100% dad approved, Dadages. Hi there, I'm Chad Higley. If you're looking for useful insights and practical advice you can actually apply to work, family, education, philanthropy, and just life in general, check out Dadages. That's Dadages, wherever you listen to your podcasts.